The oil boom times in North Dakota have a casualty, a pipeline leakage. Emergency crews are into week two of containment of a pipeline break in the Bear Den area of Mandaree in the upper Missouri River Basin. Regulatory tribal agencies are battling the spill along with state, federal, and local officials. The spill has been contained in a creek above the Bear Den Bay area leading into Lake Sakakawea. The Mandaree water intake supply was shut down for a time. It's not an oil spill. It is runoff from the pumping of oil. An estimated 1 million gallons of brine into a bay on a Native American reserve as of the weekend. There's been the risk of the leak contaminating water supplies to the local population. The pipeline is owned by North Dakota-based Arrow Pipeline, a division of the Houston-based Crestwood Midstream Partners, a more than $4 billion company. For a status report, we're joined by Carolyn Rockavoy, McKenzie County Emergency Manager. Carolyn, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
Where do things stand at this point? Are water supplies back on?
I believe the water supply was only shut down for a short period of time. The Board of Health was out there testing the water, and I do not believe that the brine had hit the bay.
How alarmed were local authorities by the health potential here as we've watched this unfold over the last few days?
It wasn't a very good sight. I went out there last Tuesday, and of course, when there is an oil spill, it comes up through the ground and it kills the vegetation, and there was quite a long path of dead vegetation, so it wasn't, you know, anything nobody got real excited about in a good way, because that brine can also sterilize the land. And so when you have to clean up something like that, you literally have to dig up that dirt that as far down as it goes and take it away to a solid waste landfill that will accept that.
We got this statement from Crestwood, which is the parent company of Arrow, which actually I believe owns the pipeline. This is a statement we got yesterday. Within hours of its discovery, Crestwood isolated and contained the release. The produced water released from the pipeline has been removed and properly disposed of. At this point, Crestwood's highest priority is remediating the impacted area. Now, does that mean that digging that you were talking about there is finished or ongoing?
I'm going to tell you there's no way it could be finished. It would be ongoing and the remediation part. They've probably found the leak which is in the pipeline and have got that fixed. So now it's going to take a while because it goes down quite a large hillside. And to do that, it does take a little bit of time, and it goes down into some brush and some trees down into a pond. So it'll take them a while.
Now, Crestwood also said this in their statement: responsible care for the environment is a core commitment of Crestwood's, and so is our partnership with the MHA Nation as a community. What does that mean to you, and how closely are you working with company officials, or is your community working with company officials?
Well, since this is on the reservation, it's the tribe's jurisdiction. So when I went out there, I wanted to make contact with the tribe, which I did, and if they needed my help, I'm there for them if they need anything. Regarding Arrow and the companies that are out here, so far I've only been in my position going on 3 months, but I have had nothing but positive working relationships with any oil company, with any cleanup, whether it be a pipeline or a spill of any sort. So I'm sure they're working very closely with the tribe and getting it cleaned up.
Were tribe officials afraid of what's been going on, or, you know, is this one of those issues that really it's boom time in North Dakota and this sort of thing happens? Not to excuse it, of course.
Like I said before, any time that I've been out on spills of other sorts, the oil companies are very good. They clean up very well. Safety is a big thing out here, and especially spills. So I'm sure they're working together.
Carolyn Rockavoy is a McKenzie County Emergency Manager in Watford City, North Dakota. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.